How to educate your pediatrician. The majority, certainly not all, of the pediatricians you meet have huge egos supported by an overdeveloped sense of importance and self-righteousness. They believe their limited knowledge is enough to dictate control of your child through either medical or police state measures. Most as well are people just like you and I who can be reached and enlightened by the facts. If your pediatrician cannot give you satisfactory answers to your concerns about vaccines, or worse yet, refuses to, it's high time to search for one who will. You should go over every fact on the previous page's Fact in a Hurry sheet with your pediatrician. The chart which follows will also be of help in your query. If your pediatrician has made a statement not mentioned below, please email us with the information, and we will follow up with an answer based in fact and science. If your pediatrician says, vaccines are completely safe, then answer one. Then why does the packet insert to each one list dozens of possible side effects, including death? Answer two. Since you're so sure, will you please put that in writing? Answer three. These vaccines contain mercury, which is a scientifically proven neurotoxin, as well as aluminum and formaldehyde. How can you assure that these poisons won't hurt my child? If your pediatrician says, people in books which challenge vaccines believe flawed research, then answer, research which warns the people of the dangers of vaccines has been completed by competent and respected doctors in all professions from many universities in America and abroad. Most hold medical or microbiology degrees. Also, much of the positive research on vaccines can be considered flawed by denying standing facts, and from being conducted by the very companies which create the vaccines. Answer 2. Can you cite a specific study which assures the safety of the vaccines you want to administer? If your pediatrician says, not vaccinating your children is an irresponsible and dangerous parenting choice, then answer, choosing to not vaccinate is anything but irresponsible. The choice requires a lot of research, and it is certainly more responsible than blindly following medical advice in light of ever-growing reports of neurological damage to children created by vaccines. If your pediatrician says, if you do not want to vaccinate your child, you are violating the law, you can be arrested and your child can be taken away from you, then answer, 1. You are not a lawyer. Please do not preach to me the law since I have already researched it. Answer 2. Neither myself nor my child can be forcefully medicated against my will. If these vaccines are mandated by law, then the law, and you as a doctor, must also assure me that my child will not be harmed by these mandated vaccines in any way. Further, I want to be assured that these mandated vaccines are going to prevent the very diseases they are given for. Sign these papers assuring me of just that, and I will vaccinate. If your pediatrician says, if you do not vaccinate, your child is at risk of developing some serious disease that can kill them, then answer, if vaccines truly work as you believe they do, and if the bulk of our society's children are vaccinated, then my child should have nothing to worry about, unless, of course, you really don't believe that vaccines work. If your pediatrician says, they can still get the disease from a child who carries the germ, or from the environment, then answer, you are contradicting yourself, doctor. If vaccines truly work, then there should be no carrier children. Secondly, there is no proof that these so-called germs you speak of are lurking around in the environment waiting to attack my child. We live under very sanitary conditions. Thirdly, in any given population, it has been shown that kids who get sick have already been vaccinated. The bulk of unvaccinated children do not get sick. If your pediatrician says, vaccines wiped out polio in the 50s, then answer, considering that the creator of the polio vaccine, Jonas Salk, reported that 2/3 of polio cases between 66 and 76 were created by his vaccine, you are making a huge assumption there, doctor. Fact is that polio naturally began to decline around 53, and the vaccine wasn't promoted until 57. After the vaccine to this very day, spinal meningitis, a disease which is virtually identical to polio, has been present in epidemic proportions. If your pediatrician says, vaccines have ended many childhood diseases like measles and mumps, kids are less sick today because of vaccines. Then answer. In any given population, children still get sick with the very disease vaccines are reported to have ended. Studies show that more than 95% of these sick children have already been vaccinated for the diseases they now have. If your pediatrician says, people are living longer today for two main reasons, vaccines and antibiotics. Then answer. Medicine likes to take credit for people living longer. However, nothing can be further from the truth. Antibiotics have helped people who are in trouble with certain infections. However, research shows that chronic antibiotic use leads to more sickness and disease. Many studies show that disease and vaccine data have been altered by the pharmaceutical companies to show a favorable result for a vaccine's use. Without this trickery, they could not promote their programs through government. If your pediatrician says, autism and vaccines have no relation proven valid by medical research, then answer. Doctors always say this without really knowing what they are talking about. Autism occurs quite often after a child has come home from receiving a dose of vaccines. Vaccines contain toxins like mercury that have been proven to cause brain damage, sudden infant death syndrome, and cancer in children. If your pediatrician says, medical research proves that more autism is reported today not due to vaccine damage but due to vast changes in the diagnosis of the disorder. Before the changes, only a few characteristics were associated with autism. Now there are many. Then answer. No single change in diagnostic parameters for any disease has ever caused it to increase more than 3,000% in 15 years, as is the case with autism. Only one thing can create such a drastic increase so quickly, and that is the systematic neurological poisoning of a population created by neurotoxins found in vaccines. If your pediatrician says, antibody tests are the tell-all for the diagnosis of any given disease where immunity is involved. Antibodies are produced in the presence of germs, which proves that germs cause disease. Then answer, that is rhetorical nonsense, doctor. Antibody tests for the determination of any one disease have been proven up to 75% inaccurate. Every manufacturer of antibody tests show at least a 35% margin of error. People with high antibody levels get sick every day, while those with low antibody levels appear to be immune. There are many levels to immunity. Antibodies are just one level, and may not be a reliable indication of immunity. Show me some real science. If your pediatrician says, the new chickenpox vaccine is a major breakthrough in modern medicine and greatly reduces your child's chances of getting the disease, then answer, the chickenpox vaccine has been tested well minimally, and then only by the drug company who creates it. Children who take homeopathic remedies for chickenpox can get through the process in 36 hours. Studies have been completed by independent researchers showing that 95% of vaccinated children still get chickenpox. Other studies show that chickenpox may be a step in the natural development of the child's immune system.